How's it going, guys? This is a bread and butter hematology question for USMLE. The main challenge is me being able to discuss this concisely without making this a 24-minute clip, okay? So let's try to get this under 10 minutes. Before I get started, hit the subscribe button. I really appreciate it. And help grow this channel. Share with one of your friends who's prepping for USMLE. Hit the like button. Let's help out this YouTube algorithm. Hit the bell if you want notifications. And find me on Instagram at melman_medical, MELMAN_medical. And the link is down below. Now, let's start the fucking question. 17-year-old girl, 3-month history of menorrhagia, heavy menstrual flow, epistaxis since childhood, that's nosebleeds. We have a bunch of hematologic parameters here. Hemoglobin's low at 10.1 grams per deciliter, the normal range 12 to 17.5 in menstruating women, 13 to 17.5 in non-menstruating women and men. Hematocrit's low at 30.3%. This oftentimes will be numerically 3 times as great as the hemoglobin in grams per deciliter as it is here. It's not mandatory that this is the case, but this is often how it will present in USMLE questions. Platelet count's normal at 240,000 per microliter. The range is 150 to 450,000 per microliter. Bleeding time elevated at 9 minutes. The range is 2 to 7 minutes. Prothrombin time, normal at 14 seconds. The range is 10 to 15 seconds. Partial thromboplastin time, normal at 35 seconds. The range is 25 to 40 seconds. Bleeding time elevation, this reflects our platelet function, okay? If you have a bleeding time that's elevated, this has nothing to do with clotting factors, okay? That has only to do with platelets. In contrast, PT and PTT are our prothrombin time and our partial thromboplastin time. Those refer to clotting factors. They have nothing to do with platelets. We look at the vignette here. This heavy menstrual flow, this is a clotting factor issue. The epistaxis, the nosebleeds, this is a platelet issue. Platelet issues on USMLE will present as nosebleeds and minor/mild cutaneous findings, petechiae, ecchymostes. Clotting factor issues will present as menorrhagia or heavy menstrual flow and or excessive bleeding after tooth extraction, hemarthroses, bleeding into joints. Okay, so we've got a clotting factor issue and a platelet issue in the setting of an elevated bleeding time and normal PT, PTT, normal platelet count. So we're just going to look at our answer choices here. Choice A, antibodies against glycoprotein 1B, wrong answer. So this is actually a trolling answer. This is nothing for USMLE. Glycoprotein 1B on platelets is going to mediate platelet adhesion, which is platelets binding to vascular endothelium / underlying collagen. Do not confuse that with glycoproteins 2B, 3A, which mediate platelet aggregation. That's platelets sticking to each other, okay? So glycoprotein 1B will be bridged physiologically by von Willebrand factor to our vascular endothelium / underlying collagen. Glycoproteins 2B, 3A, we will have fibrinogen as the physiologic bridge enabling our platelet aggregation, okay? So once again, choice A is nothing for USMLE. Choice B, wrong answer. This refers to ITP, immune/idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. Whilst this patient has an elevated bleeding time, she has a normal platelet count. So for ITP to be the answer, we must have a decrease in platelet count and elevated bleeding time, okay? And heavy menstrual flows are not classic for ITP vignettes. We would only have a platelet problem in an ITP vignette. 4 out of 5 ITP questions is going to give you a school-age kid who has an upper respiratory tract viral infection followed by nosebleeds, petechiae, ecchymoses. 1 out of 5 questions for ITP is going to give you a woman, 30s to 40s, with random bruising who has an elevated bleeding time and a low platelet count. That's important for family medicine. If they give you a normal bleeding time in that setting, answer is domestic abuse instead. Treat ITP with steroids, followed by IVIG, followed by splenectomy. Okay, but this is an answer on one of the offline step 1 NBMEs, antibodies against glycoproteins 2B, 3A, for ITP. Okay, let's move forward. Choice C, congenital deficiency of glycoprotein 1B, wrong answer. This refers to Bernard-Soulier syndrome. Choice D, congenital deficiency of glycoproteins 2B, 3A. This refers to Glanzmann thrombosthenia. Okay, they're both wrong answers. I don't think I've ever seen them as correct answers. It's more just interesting sounding diagnoses that students will memorize. Okay, but when we're talking about yieldness, pretty much non-existent for USMLE. You can just be aware. You can have the knowledge base and just say, okay, well, Bernard Soulier, congenital deficiency of glycoprotein 1B, deficiency of glycoproteins 2B, 3A, Glansman thrombosthenia. Okay. If they were to ever throw you into position with Bernard Soulier, you can be aware that you'd have an abnormal ristocetin cofactor assay. Okay, there's a test called ristocetin assay, which will be abnormal if our platelet adhesion is abnormal. Okay, so Bernard Soulier and von Willebrand disease, those are the two conditions that will have an abnormal ristocetin cofactor assay. Just memorize it. Let's just keep moving forward here. Choice E, defective platelet adhesion. This is correct. Our diagnosis is von Willebrand disease. It's autosomal dominant. 9 out of 10 questions is going to give you a combination of one clotting factor problem and one platelet problem. Okay, and we have both of them in the vignette here. 9 out of 10 questions. Okay, 1 out of 10 I've seen, they might only mention the epistaxis, but the rest of the vignette will be corroborating. Okay, where you're able to eliminate to get there. So it's also notable that if choice A or choice C were correct, then choice E would also have to be correct. Okay, so we know that A and C are wrong. And likewise, if B or D were correct, then choice F would have to be correct. Okay, so we know B and D are wrong. So not to get confusing with the logic there, but we're able to eliminate A through D based on that type of reasoning alone. But von Willebrand factor, as I mentioned, it is the physiologic bridge between glycoprotein 1B on the platelet and underlying collagen / vascular endothelium. Okay, and it's the challenging point for this question is that you're always going to have an elevated bleeding time because this is a platelet problem. However, von Willebrand factor has a secondary function where it helps stabilize factor VIII in plasma, but it's not the primary function. And for that reason, our PTT is not always elevated. It's only about half of questions that our PTT is elevated. That's where students get things mixed up. They'll erroneously memorize that PTT has to be elevated in addition to the bleeding time. It's not the case for USMLE questions, okay? That's why I made this question with an elevated bleeding time, but not PTT, okay? And then our prothrombin time will always be normal, and our platelet count will be normal in von Willebrand disease, okay? And we have a low hemoglobin here simply because we have the epistaxis, so it's an iron deficiency anemia. Choice G, deficiency of factor 8 or 9, that's hemophilia A or B respectively. You know those are wrong because those are X-linked recessive and we have a girl. Okay, USMLE will reward you if you know your inheritance patterns. If you get a vignette, you're not really sure what's going on. If you see that it's a girl, you know right away it's not going to be hemophilia. And you will have an isolated increase in PTT in hemophilia, which is clearly what we do not have here. Okay, and hemarthroses. In a school-age boy, that's the classic presentation for hemophilia, all right? There's a lot we can talk about. We're going to keep things concise. This was just a very textbook vignette of von Willebrand disease. So you know the deal. I'm going to continue making more content sporadically. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.